Dramatic or merely melodramatic? Opinions vary. A bold or possibly foolhardy plot device? Was it something Sean O'Connor had been plotting for some time?
The flood's been in planning since before I arrived in Ambridge about 2.5 years ago. And it was effectively the reason I wanted to come back in order to do a big story about farming in the early 21st century. So it's been planned for a long time.
And was it conceived as being a way of coming at the end of the story, or we assume the end of the story, about David and Ruth leaving Ambridge? Was that storyline thought of at the same time as the flood?
They're the same story, effectively. And interestingly, to give you a bit of an insight, when we first discussed the story, we were going to have David change his mind about moving after the flood had happened, and it was going to be an act of God, this extraordinary biblical flood, which made him change his mind and decide that Ambridge was his home. And then in discussion with the writers, we decided that dramatically, David needed to decide himself. It shouldn't be an act of God. It should be from within him that makes him decide to stay, and that had a more dramatic feeling about it. Because interestingly, the entire story has been about, why is it called The Archers? Why should we be spending 65 years of our listening life listening to this particular family? And we wanted to make sure that they're the heroes of the show.
Now, for a lot of people, one of the difficulties of this is the idea that you spread over 5 days the story of one night. Why did you do that?
Well, interestingly, we've been doing, we call them direct pickups, where one episode is picked up directly from the next one. We've been doing this since the 1950s. And if you remember, do you remember Grace dying in 1955?
I could do. The one that coincided with the start of ITV and the BBC trying to stop people watching.
That was played over 3 days. So Grace goes in, loses a pearl earring on one episode. The next episode, she walks into a barn. The next episode, she dies. It's all on the same night. So our audience are actually very used to it.
If they're old, yes.
If they're old. And we have done it about 3 or 4 times since I've arrived. But interestingly, we wanted to do the story real justice, because lots of people suffered in the floods in Worcestershire and in Somerset last year, and we wanted to do it properly. So we went to talk to several farmers about their experiences, and there was so much material, we couldn't do justice to it in 13 minutes. So I think that in order to do the story with real integrity, you had to do it over a week. And what's been very gratifying is how many people who have either... There's a brilliant letter in the Telegraph today about a farmer who experienced the floods last year and is celebrating the show for actually doing it properly. So some people might call it melodramatic. Actually, it's real life.
But some people had difficulty following it, wondering where on a particular night a particular crisis was. And I actually found it difficult myself, to be honest, following it at various points. But what you did was to use graphics, the internet and so on to provide additional information. And I found a map on the Archers website to help me see where the water was coming down. Mm-hmm. Was that an acknowledgement by you that actually it was a bit difficult to follow by listening alone?
Not at all. It's supposed to be confusing. You're in the middle of a mass inundation of water. It's raining. All the electricity's gone off. You can't reach each other. And it was about effectively throwing the Archers and the community on their own resources. So it was deliberate. And what's amazing about the uptake on the supporting material on the website, it's broken records as far as our online audience goes. And I think what's great about that is you've got a very old show with a very old format, which is meeting the new online, new media age. And that's a fantastic story to tell.